Estra Savage loves a lot of things. She loves practicing her cartwheels.
So do math bits? Okay.
She loves lightsaber duels with her mom.
Woo, go!
And tickle fights. And like many five-year-olds, she loves singing along to Frozen. Just a few years ago, Estra wasn't singing or saying anything.
She was a healthy, normal baby girl, and she was not hearing. She didn't hear anything. She had no sound at all.
Tiffany Savage adopted Estra in 2012. She was just a toddler in an orphanage in Haiti. Savage says when Estra was about 16 months old, she got severe meningitis, which damaged the hair follicles in her inner ear.
She lived through the process, but completely lost her hearing. So she went from the orphanage to the hospital, came back home deaf, and then from that point until we picked her up, nobody realized that she wasn't hearing anything.
For 8 months, Estra's world was silent. She couldn't communicate, and her hearing loss was neglected. The Savages found her a doctor immediately after they brought her home from Haiti, and they decided to give Estra cochlear implants.
Well, when we turned it on, so it wasn't like the magical turn-on experience you see on YouTube of here's my mom's voice for the first time, I'm so excited. It was scary to her because she hadn't had sound in a while, but the good thing for her is that she had sound. So quickly, she was excited.
As of 2012, about 38,000 hearing aid devices have been implanted in kids. Jennifer Lake is an audiologist with Cochlear Americas, the company that developed the technology. She says catching hearing loss in toddlers like Estra can be really tough because it's hard to tell if little kids are having trouble communicating or simply learning how to talk, but there are detectable signs.
You start to see the babbling go away because they don't have any way of monitoring their own voice.
Lake says Estra probably wasn't turning to her name. She probably wasn't looking around.
She wasn't alerting to sounds, wasn't being able to hear things maybe from behind her. So she would just basically be in within herself.
That's where the cochlear implant comes in. It turns sounds into electrical pulses that the brain can decode. But Lake says hearing is only one part of communication.
Just because you get the cochlear implant doesn't mean that the work is done. There's a lot that goes into a success of a child between the parents as well as their support group and then also the auditory verbal therapy.
And being able to hear and develop communication skills is important for kids in more ways than one. The American Speech Language Hearing Association says children with severe to profound hearing loss usually achieve skills no higher than the third or fourth grade, unless teachers and parents intervene early. And the gap in academic achievement can widen as they progress through school, leading to feelings of isolation and lower self-esteem.
When you can't communicate your wants and needs, especially as a child, when that's the main form of them becoming a person, I feel like it'd be very frustrating.
Allison Oxner is a deaf education teacher at Davis Elementary in Plano. She's Estra Savage's kindergarten teacher this year, and she was also her teacher at Pearson Early Childhood School. Both schools are part of a deaf education system in Collin County. Oxner says teaching hearing-impaired kids is all about the basics.
We rely a lot in our early education on incidental learning. So you learn when your mom is touching something that that's hot, and you learn that by watching her and hearing her say that it's hot. And so I think a lot of children who do experience hearing loss at such a young age are missing out on so much incidental learning from just hearing what's going on around in their environment.
Oxner's lesson plans try to recreate that incidental learning. She labels everything, uses sign language as well as verbal communication to ingrain the sounds and meanings. She narrates actions, and she's constantly asking her students what they want and need.
We always hear as teachers, we just want our kids to be normal. We want them to be like their friends. And it's like, we would love that too. We want them to be able to be on track with their peers.
She says it's hard to believe that Estra's hearing loss went untreated for 8 months. It's only her second week of kindergarten, and she's stringing together complex 10-word sentences, and even using past tense. Oxner has no doubt Estra will be moving on to regular classes soon, with her cochlear implants, and of course, lots of help from mom, Tiffany Savage.
What's your favorite show on TV?
Ben Monkey Show.
I mean, she is just such a bright kid. I mean, everybody just loves her. She lights up a room. She never meets a stranger. Just a sweet, sweet spirited kid.
And her mom says it's that spirit that will be the key to Estra's success in spite of everything she's been through. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.